Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey everyone.
I am so sorry that this episode is late coming up.
Oh, that's right. Well, it's nobody's fault. We just had a little bit of a scheduling snafu.
It's fault, but it's fine.
We can just blame it on
nice.
Matt.
Yeah.
That's why we have Matt here, so that we can blame him, although he's not here in the room for this particular episode.
Did you have a good July 4th recap? Sorry, did you have a good July 4th week?
Yes,
I was
let's recap.
And then I was like...
I did. I took the whole week off, which is kind of weird because I had just taken...
Tired from your vacation?
Well, I was tired from my trip to London, so I had to take a whole week off. But yeah, I just went back to Maryland and just chilled out for a couple of days. It was really nice. I went to...
You look like you had fun with your family.
I did,
saw some cute like cousin pictures
my cousins
and niece
are cute.
And nephews and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. All different kids hanging out with me, which I love going back and seeing. I did go to... back to Morgantown, West Virginia, where I went to school, and I met up with one of my old best friends, Sienna Brown, who does a podcast called...
What a name.
I'd Be Friends With Us. Yeah, I know, right? Cool name. Which is actually a lot about like Bravo-related things, so you might want to listen to it, Darren, sometime.
Why doesn't she want to have me on?
Well, let's book
Sienna.
It.
Sienna?
She would love to, I'm sure,
did
have
you
on.
Did you burn a couch when you were home?
No, I didn't. I did sit on a couch, but I did not burn it, which is a WVU tradition, it seems.
Just making sure. I learned this. You told me about this
right.
a few days ago,
it's
so I'm just bringing it back.
Yeah, it was nice to visit my old college town, and then I went to Pittsburgh for a day or two to visit my best friend Brittany. Yeah, and I know there are a couple of listeners we met at CrimeCon that are from Pittsburgh, and hopefully we'll be back there. Maybe we'll do a live show there one day. But
let me read your note, because you know I like reading how
you
write these things out.
You love it.
Dog sitting, oh my God, too much, made me rethink wanting a dog.
Yes, that's in our show notes.
would
you like me to explain this?
I would. I think we all would.
Well, basically...
and what kind of dog?
It's a chocolate lab.
If you go to my chocolate lab.
If you go to my Insta, you'll see the pictures. Her name is Lucy.
Well,
she's a little puppy. I don't know how old she is. I don't even think she's a year yet.
She's little.
She's little. And I got to town to visit my family on like a Friday, and my aunt was like, oh my God, it's so nice to see you. By the way, do you want to dog sit for 2 days because we're going to Hershey Park? And I was like, not particularly, but I'll do it because I don't mind.
It's a dog.
And also, like, I'm the only one in town that has nothing to do for the week. So I was like, sure, I'll do it. You know, could go stay at my aunt's house, just have some, like, the house to myself or whatever. So the first night, by the way, my aunt preps me by being like, by the way, John, everyone in my family calls me Johnny, by the way. By the way, Johnny, she's crazy. And she was like, she will try to bite you endlessly, like in a playful way.
Is she my girlfriend?
Is she your girlfriend? Maybe that's
what Carson?
It's Carson. I was dog sitting with Carson.
Yes.
And she was like, I think you're going to like really like, I hope that you're ready for this. And I'm like kind of freaking out. And I was like, what did
I
agree?
Are you breastfeeding the fucking dog?
I know,
what the
right?
fuck?
So the first night I get there and the dog's completely normal, like snuggled up with me. Stranger Things 3 came out. Well, what?
Just so cute.
I know, it's so cute. Oh, me?
That's what I always say when I see my boys, my cat, my dogs, I go, well, they're so cute.
They're so
By
cute.
The way, first episode of Stranger Things, which I've only seen, so don't spoil.
I won't.
But the Chips Ahoy girl.
Yeah,
who's
Scoops
with,
Ahoy, yeah.
Scoops Ahoy, yeah. That girl is Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke's daughter, who's lesbian.
In real life?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just letting you know, I hope you love this season, because it's going to go into a really interesting place.
Mm-hmm. Is that like a lesbian cue for me or?
Mm. I'm not spoiling anything for you.
Gotta go watch season three.
I'm just letting you know that there's some interesting things to look for.
You finished the season?
I did.
Okay.
So I'm snuggled up with my dog. We need to get off that because I don't want to spoil anything.
We're back to the, well.
Back to the dog.
Yeah.
You know, she's super sweet. I watched like 2 or 3 episodes that night. I had a pretty good sleep and it was fine. Well, the next day.
Well.
I don't know if she was missing her family. She would not leave me alone the whole day. And like, no, I'm not saying in a cute way. Like, she would come charging at me and then, like, bite my body.
I love that.
If you're a gremlin, it's fine. But when you're a dog, it's not really going to work for me. So I'm, like, trying to relax.
Hold on a second.
A dog charging and biting you all day long is not a fun place to be.
So you'd rather a gremlin do it?
I would expect it from a gremlin. I would not expect it from a dog.
Okay, you have no soul.
So what happened was... I'm trying to get through Stranger Things. She's like gnawing on the side of my MacBook. And, you know, it's fine. Everything is overall fine.
Okay.
But then what really happened is I got home a little bit later at like 11 or 12 and she would not go to sleep. And I ended up staying up almost the entire, like I only slept.
This is your like foray into fatherhood.
I know. Well, this is what I was saying on the agenda is like, I don't know that I could do that in my normal life. Like deal with a dog for a couple of years that just is rowdy like that because I barely slept.
Yeah.
I literally did not sleep more than 3 hours at a time. And it's like, I get it. Listen, it's not that big of a deal. You're on vacation.
She missed me.
But it really kind of threw my whole week off and I ended up being so exhausted the next day. Anyway, it's not a big deal. I'm just letting you know that dog sitting takes a lot of energy. If it's not a very trained dog.
Yeah.
By the way, I always dog sit for my friends. They have a Shiba Inu named Tonks at Tonks the Shiba, if you're interested. And by the way, she's amazing and trained and it's like super, it's like having like a beanie baby to watch. So anyway, that's just where I was last week.
Guys, what is that amazing smell? John, is that you smell incredible today. Is that a new fragrance?
Oh, Darren, yes. It's Eros by Versace. I just got it new last night. Isn't it great? People have been complimenting me all day.
It's fab, but didn't you just get a bunch of new fragrances recently? Don't you have bills, honey?
Don't be silly. Who drops a fortune on full-size fragrances just to test them?
I know.
I use Scentbird to test drive new colognes. It's how I'm always able to smell delicious without having to commit to an entire bottle. Scentbird is a luxury fragrance subscription service that allows you to choose a new cologne or perfume from over 450 designer brands.
Whoa.
You choose the cologne you want to try and then they'll send you a 30-day supply. It's amazing.
Scentbird will send you a bottle containing 120 sprays, which is enough to apply the fragrance more than 4 times daily for a whole month.
Which, let's be honest, 4 times is a lot. This will keep you going for a long time. So I just got a few fragrances from Scentbird. I got Lacoste, Eau de Lacoste,
ooh,
Versace Eros, Salvatore Ferragamo, Black, and Gucci Pour Homme.
Oh, excuse me.
I know. I've been wanting to try Gucci for a while, the Pour Homme, but wasn't sure if I'd like it enough to buy a full-size bottle. It turns out I loved it, and I'm totally going to keep it as a staple in my fragrance routine. The other great thing about them is they come in these little containers, these little fragrance sprays, and you can keep them in, like, your tennis bag at your desk at work.
They're perfect size. It's kind of like a lipstick.
And with an exclusive offer just for our listeners, you can get 50% off of your first month with Scentbird today. Day. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance.
Which is unheard of. Yeah. Go to scentbird.com/martinis and use martinis for 50% off your first month.
Again, that's scentbird.com/martinis for you to try your first fragrance for just $7.50.
Sign on and smell amazing. Our dog, who's really like Carson's animals, you know, and I sort of like have adopted them after 5 years. The dog Julius, who's like more finicky because he had like a big surgery 6 years ago. So he's not as like cuddly and lovey. Like you can't really touch him, but like he loves me now and like we go on walks.
Yeah.
But he's finicky when I'm around Carson. But he also knows that like Carson's like, you know, the stern mom, you know, so she's like,
and you're the fun one.
No, you're not going to get treats because you're not eating your dinner. And
but
I'm like, you get
treats.
Of course. And so, but I like it's now starting to, because I was like, we're going to eliminate all of mom's rules and we're going to be bad.
Yeah.
And now it's backfired on me because when I come home, like when I go to her apartment and I come home, he immediately like barks at me to take him out because he knows I will. Uh-huh. He's like, where are their treats? Where am I going out? What are we doing? What's happening? And like Carson's just like folding her laundry. And he's like, my alarm goes off in the morning at 8:30. And as soon as it goes off, he's next to me barking.
Oh, my God.
He does not let me snooze. He is there. Carson sleeps away. Has a good time.
Like, how can you do that?
Because he knows that Carson will like sleep through it. Whereas for me, I'm a softie for my boys.
I know. I am too. That's the other thing too, is like, we had like a little bag of treats for Lucy.
Yeah, it's like, that's gone.
I went through like the whole bag.
Every weekend I go to the pet store to get them treats. Like, he's obsessed with these like little jerky treats every weekend. Yeah. $60 at the pet store.
Oh my God.
Every weekend. And it's always me. I like won't let Carson buy it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, no, they need to know it's coming from me because I'm good mom. Very, very, well, I want you to get a dog.
Yeah. I will. I mean, it's definitely something my boyfriend and I had been thinking of.
Yeah.
But I also love kitty cats, so... As you'll hear on Sunday's episode.
You know, I love when you say kitty.
Darren likes when I say
kitty. I'm a big cat person.
Yeah, me too. And by the way, I'm a big every animal person. I love animals.
No, me too. There's something about a guy with a cat, though.
Yeah. You just don't like, see a lot of them. You
and
know?
My brother has a cat. It's like so like endearing. I don't know why. You don't expect it and it's nice.
It is.
Before we get to some questions.
Yeah.
Talk to me a little about the Venus Serena thing. Yeah. Give me like a 1 minute.
Yeah, quickly.
Because I know that 15-year-old
Coco Gauff
beat Venus.
Beat Venus, yeah. That was the big thing that everyone wanted me to chat about.
15?
Yeah. Well, listen, here's the thing. So Venus has won Wimbledon 5 times. She's a legend in the sport.
How many times has Serena won?
Serena's won it 7 times.
Casual.
And she's in the final on Saturday. So for those of you watching...
Against another American?
No, this is against a Romanian named Simona Halep.
Got it.
Who has won the French Open last year. But Serena may be the favorite, even though she's the lower seed on Saturday. But a lot of people wanted me to talk about Venus because it was kind of a big deal that this 15-year-old American who was the youngest ever to qualify into the tournament... beat Venus. A lot of you guys tagged me and said, John, well, this will be on another shot. We had already recorded another shot at that point. So I said I would talk about it briefly on this episode. Yes, it's a big deal because Coco Gauff has been on a lot of people's radars. If you love tennis, you've probably heard of her because she was doing big things in the juniors.
Where is she from?
She's American.
Oh, dope.
Yeah. And so... when she qualified, everyone was excited about that, thinking, here, okay, great, you qualified. You're probably not going to win against Venus Williams, who is stacked and stacked and stacked with, you know, an amazing resume. And then she beats Venus. Now, the other thing, too, I should mention, in Venus's defense, she hasn't been playing well lately.
She's older.
She's 38 or 9 years old, which is not to be an ageist, but in tennis, that's very old.
No, but athleticism, the younger, yeah. 31, holy shit, well, I'm feeling it.
Well, two decades ago, people were retiring at like 32.
Right,
so
exactly.
For Venus to even be competing is a big deal. But Coco not only beat her, she made it to the 4th round of Wimbledon as a 15-year-old. I mean, this may sound like it's not that crazy, but it's crazy. And so in a lot of ways, she has arrived. And I think that, you know,
one to watch.
If she can keep this. Yeah, exactly. If she does well through the summer hard court season and into the U.S. Open, she does another run at the U.S. Open. I think she's arrived and it'll be fun to watch her. By the way, she's already done more than Serena did at her age, which Serena pointed out.
I feel like she's the next generation of the Williams sisters.
Well, a lot of people thought Naomi Osaka, who had won last year's of U.S. Open and then the Australian Open was the big one. She changes coaches in like March or February and hasn't really done a lot since. So her star is a little bit faded when everyone thought she was the new big thing.
Never count anyone out.
Well,
it could always
not.
Change.
That's exactly right. A lot of people said Naomi Osaka, the new big star, and then she's fizzling a bit. So... Let's see.
Just to capitalize on the sports talk, big, huge win from the U.S. Women's World Cup.
Yes.
I've been watching the women's soccer team since 99, since we beat China.
Yeah.
It's actually very big for me because it's like kind of like my formidable sexuality years. Like Brandi Chastain, like whipping her shirt off was like, I think I'm gay.
That's how you knew.
Yeah. And just, I got to say, like the women's team is the best athletes.
Yeah.
and they
are the best people, by the way.
Absolutely incredible. Yeah. Megan Rapinoe, shout out to a gay girl.
Right. Did you go to the ticker tape parade that was here in New York?
I didn't. I was on a shoot, unfortunately.
That's right.
But I'm obsessed with the team. Yeah. I'm obsessed with their messaging. I'm obsessed with their play.
Yeah.
The finesse, the professionalism. I love it. It was good to see a little cockiness come back to the sport. Like, you know, when we beat England, we like Alex Morgan would like sip tea.
The sipping of the tea. Yeah.
It was a great run to watch, and I'm just so happy for the girls.
Yeah. It's amazing.
It's wonderful.
They've done so much over the last. I mean, I think I saw something where like they were like they had won at least 5 or 6 championships since like the 90s or something. And I'm like, it's incredible. I don't follow it as closely. It's kind of like, I'll ask you questions. You ask me questions about Wimbledon. I'll answer, you know what
exactly,
I mean?
Exactly.
Let's touch base a little bit about our Nancy Grace interview. Cause I thought
such
it was
a good interview.
Such a good interview. And she
such
was,
a fun pick we took.
Yeah. And such a great person. I mean, she was fiery and feisty, but in a playful, fun way.
Injustice seems like it's going to be an incredible show. I'm very excited about it.
Yeah. That comes out on Saturday at 6/5 Central. So make sure you check that out and listen to our Nancy Grace interview. We were really proud of it.
I just want to get through 3 viewer questions if we can. Mm-hmm. Some of them are a little bit longer. Some of them are a little bit shorter. Mm-hmm. Victoria Robinette asked on Facebook, if you had to pick up and move today, anywhere in the world, where would you move?
Oh, geez. I read this question before and I wasn't really sure how to answer. I mean, if this is a pick up today and move somewhere else for a job, or is this pick up today and move somewhere and you're just there for the rest of your life relaxing?
Well, that's what I want to know. I feel like if all else being equal, right? Forget about the job. Just like in terms of location, let's say you could get a great job. You have the same job, whatever it is. Where do you want to be?
I mean, I think immediately of Miami because I love Miami so much. It's warm. I can play tennis year round. I can swim year round. I can bike year round. Will it be underwater in 10 to 15 years? Probably, but at least I could enjoy the next couple of years. Yeah. I think I would say Miami just as an answer. What about you?
There's no place I'd rather be other than New York City, honestly, to live.
Really?
I'm obsessed with the city. I love New York. I am a New Yorker for hopefully life. But if I had to just pick a place that I would like to be, London's always been up there for me as I love New Zealand and I would like
you
to be like
time there, right?
Spent time there and I would like to be a little remote. It would be fun living with more sheep than people.
You won't see a lot of people visiting you in New Zealand.
Again, not going to happen because I feel like the job market's not great for television. But if I could just move to a place, probably New Zealand.
If we were billionaires, New Zealand.
I would have a house in New Zealand
Miami.
For sure.
Yes, for sure.
Ashley Ray Fournier says, per question earlier this week, who is your ride or die?
Does this mean who is the person in our life that will always be there for us? I'm assuming.
I think so.
I mean, I feel
present company excluded because we know it's Megan.
It would always be Megan.
Yeah.
Megan really is truly a ride or die.
Yeah. She looks like goes with our schedule changes all
really
the time.
Does.
And she's like, sure.
Yeah, she's like, sure, that's fine.
She rides or dies with us.
I mean, who would be my ride? I mean, I think of my best friend, Brittany, who has always been like my ultimate best friend since we were children.
Yeah.
You know, family. I don't know exactly. I mean, I have a really good support system, so I can't really pick one. What about you?
My brother, Aaron Rott, Brian Hu are like three high, strong ride or dies that have just been there through me through a lot of like shitty times. Obviously, my brother's been there for me forever.
Yeah.
But those three are like the ones that kind of like come to mind just right off the bat of like people that I know that I could call on and they would be here for me and literally today.
Well, I will say this too, and this isn't just to toot our own horns, but I feel like working as closely together as we have, and especially on the very particular projects and live shows and things, you and I are kind of ride or die.
This team
really
is ride or die.
And it's such a nice feeling to know that with a professional friend.
Yeah.
A professional and a friend. Because
right,
we're
not like cutting each other down.
Really
like
not.
We've only ever supported each other.
And in this industry, frankly, you kind of see it every once in a while.
No, and
more
I,
often than not.
I'll text
say.
You sometimes when I'm like complaining or I'm running around because my schedule and I just can't help but complain. I'll text you afterwards. I'm like, thank you for letting me vent.
I know,
and you're
both
like,
do that.
That's kind of what
why
I'm
we're
here for. All good.
Yeah,
and I'm just kind of like, I just want you to know that I appreciate that because you can't just vent to everybody and like have no one like judge you and just listen to
true.
You. And it's really it's magical.
Oh, especially about, you know, if there's some work things going on, we've always got each other's back. I love that.
You want to read the last one?
Sure. This is from Ashley Ann. She says, if you could play any actor or actress role in any movie ever made, who would you choose to play and why?
So I thought this was just like a fascinating question.
Well, what are they asking? what role in a movie would you want to play?
I think so, okay. Right? Because I don't think it's like, I want to be Tom Hanks.
Right.
Right.
Although, listen.
I mean, because we're always going to choose Meryl Streep.
Right. Well, that's true.
Like, it's going to be Meryl Streep all the time. So I'm thinking like a role that you would like to play in a movie. Okay. Who was that actor, actress, and what was the role?
Well, okay. I think the answer.
If Ashley Ann were wrong, you can resubmit a question.
Ashley, let us know if this is the right answer. But I know I brought this up recently, but Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar.
I got a lot of hate mail for watching that.
I saw some people mention that it's crazy you haven't seen it.
Some people DM'd me.
Some people DM'd you. To me, that movie, as I mentioned before, I won't go into it again, but I think Patrick Swayze's role as, oh my God, I'm blanking on the name of the person now. Vida, yes, thank you, Vida.
I was like, I'm not helping you here. I got no fucking idea. Thank God for Megan.
Vida, La Vida Boheme, that's right. Oh my God, and Noxima Jackson and Chichi Rodriguez, they're amazing. But, you know, Patrick Swayze was kind of the lead in that role. And I was never the type of kid or gay kid or whatever that ever wanted to necessarily do drag. But I remember being in fourth grade and watching the show on like VH1, because it was airing on VH1, and just being like, look at these men dressed as women.
Yeah.
Living their best lives.
Wesley Snipes is in that, right?
Yeah, Wesley Snipes is Noxima Jackson. And taking over this town, the
it's
message
ahead of its time.
It really, really was. And the message behind it was so profound to me because it really, as I've said before about the Spice Girls, gave me a sense of confidence that I don't have to be this like straight acting, you know, like football player, which a lot of boys in my town were.
Sure.
So I think, you know, in terms of impact, it was definitely any of them, Wesley Snipes, John Leguizamo.
Yeah.
And Patrick Swayze.
I gotta watch this movie.
Oh my God, it's so good. It's such a fun movie. You would love it, I think.
I love it ahead of its time.
What about you?
Well, obviously, like if it's a TV show, I definitely want to be Elaine, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Seinfeld.
Right,
like that's like a dream thing for me. I thought about this a lot though, because I watch a lot of movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about, and one of the actresses that I really respect is Hilary Swank. I've always liked Hilary Swank and her role in Boys Don't Cry.
Oh my God. Amazing.
Where she plays Brandon Tina.
Yeah.
Also a little ahead of its time.
Definitely.
In terms of its impact, I think now might be even more than
it was then. Yeah.
But that role, and she won the Oscar for
That's right.
I thought that movie is still like top three for me in just of being a true story, which you know that I love. I love nonfiction.
Right.
Played so incredibly well by her.
Right, right.
And it was disturbing and terrible and horrific and eye-opening and newsworthy, and that I could never do it.
Yeah.
But I would
Yeah.
I would.
That's a good one. That's great.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about really quickly, speaking of Seinfeld, we talked off the air about this.
Well, the Seinfeld experience is coming, then you can get your Metro card. That's why I love your boyfriend.
That's right. My boyfriend messaged me like three times the other day and was like, please send this link to Darren. You can get a Seinfeld Metro card.
Excuse me. Why did he have to tell you three times?
Because I was so busy. I didn't even have a second to text. I couldn't even really even see what he was sending me.
Now I know where I stand.
No, it's not true. You're my ride or die.
I was going to say.
No, it was literally, I was just so busy that I hadn't even looked at the link he sent. He was like, did you send it yet? And I was like, I haven't even looked at it. As soon as I look at it, I'll send it to you.
He's stationed somewhere caring about me.
I know.
Sit one floor.
I know. He's busy protecting the country.
Maybe he's my ride or fucking die.
He must be.
He's dying for me right now.
Well, he must be.
God.
Well, that's it for our Another Shot.
Yes.
This was a fun one. I liked all the topics.
This was fun. I loved you. I miss you. I'm glad we're back.
Yes. And we'll see you guys on Sunday with a new episode.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.